Welcome to Lesson 3 of Next Level 7, the audio course designed to help you create your perfect business. I'm Brian Clark. Thanks for being here. Today, we're taking a closer look at publishing and marketing via email. Email marketing remains the undisputed champion for digital marketing and sales. It's the one digital marketing and sales channel that's absolutely indispensable. For every $1 spent on email marketing, you get $38 in return. That's because people spend 5.6 hours per day checking email, up almost a half hour since 2017. Plus, email remains 40 times better at converting people than social media. So the thing I've watched every smart blogger, content marketer, and podcaster realize is that no matter your preferred approach, getting people on an email list is priority number one. For example, back before 2010, it took my friend Joe Polizzi, who actually coined the term content marketing, a few years to realize that email wasn't dead. In fact, it was absolutely central to effective content marketing. And take the case of Pat Flynn, who started podcasting in 2010 and kept going consistently and prolifically, amassing a huge amount of subscribers through various podcasting platforms. Pat will tell you that it wasn't until he started driving people onto email that his business, powered mostly through affiliate marketing, really took off. So email's the key. So what if instead of blogging or podcasting or creating huge amounts of content, you just made email the thing? What if you created a value proposition so compelling that people looked forward to getting email from you? And further, what if you could use other people's content to create a much stronger value proposition than you could by creating all that content yourself? Taking a step beyond that, what if you could also curate products and services to create revenue and allow you to better understand what products and services you should create for your specific audience? When you combine a curation mindset with email, you have a winning audience-building strategy. The success of examples such as The Hustle, The Skim, Morning Brew, and Dave Pell's Next Draft are just a few examples of how email newsletters are helping people make sense of the things that are important to them. More importantly, these entrepreneurs are creating media brands that can evolve into powerhouses that completely transcend their beginnings, if they so choose. As Sam Parr told us in a past podcast interview, the email newsletter is the foundation of not only a brand, but a media company. On the other hand, you've got the funnel fanatics. Who needs to build a real brand or make a genuine human connection? Just create an automated funnel with a lead magnet and some shady affiliate offers and watch the cash roll in. Right. This is just the latest version of the perpetual internet marketing get-that-money scam that has been fleecing get-rich-quick folks from the beginning. Most of the people who buy this funnel software never do anything. Some create a small side hustle at best. But then, what happens? The funnel technique du jour stops working. It always does, because tactics don't last forever, especially online. And strategic brand building takes the kind of effort that business opportunity seekers seem unwilling to invest in. That said, I'm not dumping on the entire internet marketing crowd. In fact, the only difference between copyblogger and the IM people is our ethics, context, and presentation, and a commitment to put audience value over short-term profit in order to build a highly lucrative business in the long term. Take my friend Ryan Dice, for example. Even though Copyblogger was intentionally positioned against the IM circles Ryan cut his teeth in, we hit it off as soon as we met. Ryan has enjoyed remarkable success, and he's incredibly bright. And over time, I've watched his philosophy change. Listen to any recent podcast interview he's done, and you'll hear Ryan talking about building lasting brands, about over-delivering value to the audience, about foregoing short-term profit in order to build a truly powerful business. In other words, Ryan sounds like me back at the beginning of Copyblogger all the way to today. On the flip side, You'll now hear me talk about mastering the type of ROI advertising the IM guys have always relied on, about data and automation and analytics, things we didn't rely on as much or at all during Copyblogger's remarkable run to a highly profitable 8 figures in revenue. That doesn't mean that we're foregoing creativity and humanity in favor of cold data and automation. Not even close. But we do need an approach and a process that lets us hit the fundamentals while removing the guesswork about what our audience is looking for, both in terms of information and things to buy. That approach is known as curation, and it's way more sophisticated and powerful than most people think. We'll take a closer look in the next lesson. More soon.